Good morning. It's Sunday, 14th February. Our first reading for today is Exodus 24 and 25. I'm going to read again from Brother Harry Tennant. I read, Moses was in the mount for 40 days. Those 40 days and nights were for worship and communion, for the enlarging of the border of Moses' mind, to take in the greatness of the worship of God, both in tabernacle and in heart. Doubtless Moses saw the tabernacle in his visions. The detail of work was made known to him in the heavenly blueprint. His inward eye caught the spirit of the vision, and he lived to fulfil the ingathering of materials, the patient fashioning of the parts and furniture, and the final erection of the tabernacle of God. The spoils of Egypt and the Amalekites and the personal treasures of each Israelite would be taxed, not by an impost from which there was no escape, but by a call to the heart. They would be invited to offer and to make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. Thus the visions began, and they began from the very heart of the tabernacle. The nature of the ark was first revealed, and so every part and place, every article and vessel, until finally the composition of the anointing oil. The Lord left Moses in no doubt as to his personal responsibility for all the work. First, in the clear instruction, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the furniture thereof, even so shall ye make it. And similarly, in every particular detail, the Lord said to Moses, Thou shalt make. Although the work would be performed by a company of inspired and other helpers, yet Moses would be personally responsible. Moreover, the nature of the priesthood was revealed to Moses. The writer to the Hebrews says, Every high priest is ordained, and no man taketh this honour unto himself, but he that is called of God. The priesthood was made subject to the word of God. Their duty would be to observe and perform all that the law of God would command. They did not fashion the law, and they were not the ones to whom the revelation came. The prophet received the law, and the priest kept it. Moses was the mediator, the one to whom the law came, and he was the mouthpiece of God. To Moses it was said, And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. The whole pattern of this order of tabernacle and worship was firmly etched into the mind of Moses. It was no mere parrot-like repetition which was his. He knew the principles of the working of God, and would match the passing situations with divine pronouncements. In days of praise, he would be there. When the camp was rent by rebellion or seared by plague, Moses would speak when Aaron sinned or Miriam envied, when the priesthood was attacked or Moses' own standing before God impeached. Then would the mediator speak, supported by the glory of God, and the authority and honour of God in his servant would prevail. The days of fellowship and joy in the mountain were a taste of perfection and experience of the eternal fellowship yet to be. For Moses, they were days of responsibility and relief. There fell from his shoulders the immediate calls upon his service as the injured and offended parties at law came to him, and instead he was with God, drinking at the everlasting well. But this time could not last. Moses was called to service, and these precious days were given to that end. Soon he would be called to return to earth from these heavenly heights, to stop living in the clouds, and to resume his sojourn with his people. The teaching that flows from these types is there for us all to see and reflect upon. Thank you for listening.